by 1 point with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Matt Mychek into the corner to John Brandel. Being guarded by Brad Hacker, goes down the baseline. Nothing there. Had launched this one up. Parker Hare brings in the rebound. Here comes Cass City. Parker Hare to left wing to Brad Hacker for three. Off the mark. Rebound still loose. Long rebound to midcourt. And Parker Hare brings that one in as well.
He didn't need the three. Look inside.
Cuthrell feeds it in to Chase Winner, and Jeffrey Wright gets called with the foul. That'll be his second, and team six the rest of the way out. Cassidy will go to the free throw line for at least one free throw, and that's for 2 minutes and 32 seconds of regulation. Cassidy inbounding underneath their own lane, hoop, left side of your radio. Parker Hare gets it. Chase Winner, left wing for three. Off the mark. Rebound, Dominic Rosenthal.
Now, Ubley needs to slow this up a little bit. Get the shot that they want.
Nine rebounds for Rosenthal this evening off of 8 points.
Jeffrey Wright just did.
Jeffrey Wright dives down the lane and gets it to fall. A hard layup inside the lane for 15 points. Ubley by three, 55 to 52, 2:05 left in the fourth. Cuthrell against Matt Mychek, left wing extended. 2 minutes remaining in regulation. Right wing, Brad Hacker. Feeds it in to Chase Winner. Turnaround jump shot inside the lane is no good. Rebound, John Brandel. Jeffrey Wright dives down the lane, kicks it over to Dominic Rosenthal. And he loses it, and here comes Cass City. That'll be a turnover when all said and done, the ninth of the night. Rosenthal on the other end strips Lounsbury when he was going up for the shot, and they say Lounsbury touched it, going out of bounds. Ubley ball 90 feet from their own hoop. Wow.
You can say that again. Getting the shot they want, but Ubley was just, you know, the tenacious defense. They're making it difficult on the Redhawks.
55-52, Ubley by three, a minute 34 left in the fourth quarter. Ubley with the ball, Matt Mychek bringing it up against Sawyer Cuthrell. Sophomore against senior. Matt Mychek with about three games experience on varsity in his career.
He's playing like a veteran out there, isn't he?
Drabeski to Jeffrey Wright at the free throw line, dives down the lane, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled hard, and he'll go to the free throw line for two shots. He has 15 points. He's one for one from the free throw line. This is the fourth team foul for Cass City, and it goes against Brad Hacker. That's his first.
But it is a shooting foul, and Jeffrey Wright has a chance to go ahead and have Ubley go up by either four or five.
Free throw is up, and it's good for Jeffrey Wright, the senior, acting like it out there. Extends the lead to 4 points, 56 to 52. Minute 16 left in the fourth quarter. Second free throw from Wright is up, and this one's good as the first. 17 for Jeffrey Wright, 57 for Ubley, 52 for Cass City. 1:10 left in the fourth. Screen from Hare as Cuthrell dives to the lane, gets to Lounsbury, give and go, is in for 2 points. Lounsbury with four, back within three is Cass City, less than into play, 56 seconds. Matt Mychek drills down inside the lane, takes Sawyer Cuthrell all the way to the basket, and kicks it out to Trevor Drabeski. Back to Mike Mychek, and we have a timeout called by Gus Recker. And it's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 57-54, 48 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Ubley by three.
From the good guys in the used car department at Graff, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Brian and Keith.
Hey, boss. There's been a lot of talk lately about what we're doing here in our used car department.
Yep. I told you letting people know they could get a good used car at Graff was a good idea. More importantly, following through on that promise.
That's right. What they want is a good, honest deal on a good used car, and they know where to get it, right here at Graff.
You got it, Brian. Now let's give them a great Graff deal.
You bet. Now till the end of March, we're going to double the value on your trade up to $4,000. Bring your trade in today, and you can get a 2012 GMC Terrain loaded with leather for $216 a month.
Now that's a good deal.
Yep, that's a really good deal. And if it's a car that's what you're looking for, we have a 2013 Chevy Cruze with leather and a moonroof. Get this for $145 a month.
Get a good, honest deal on a good used car from the good guys here at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on 84 months and 3% for qualified buyers with $4,000 trade.
Out of the timeout. Ubley inbounds it immediately to John Brandel. And Cass City fouls. As soon as that happens, Brad Hacker is charged with the foul. That's his fifth. One more foul to give for the Cass City before shooting free throws. 45.3 seconds left. Ubley by three, 57 to 54. Jeffrey Wright inbounds to Matt Mychek, right wing, and he dribbles to the court.
They don't want to foul him. They don't want to foul him.
And they finally foul him, much to the plea of their head coach, Tyler Erla. So that sends, that's the last non-shooting foul. For Cass City, 16 foul, and the first against Chase Witter. Jeffrey Wright inbounds.
It's over the back.
That should have been over the back, but they did not. Matt Mychek dribbling as Jeffrey Wright is now fouled at midcourt by Parker Hare.
All 3 points were in the front court, and Matt Mychek, he did take it over. His momentum took him back over to the backcourt, but it wasn't called, and so probably got a break there.
Yes, it did. Fourth foul against Parker Hare. Team seventh, 1-1 for Jeffrey Wright. And he makes the first free throw, so he gets a second, extends the lead to four, 58 to 54.
You would expect a senior to go up there and hit free throws in the crunch time.
31 seconds left, and Jeffrey Wright hits both. 5-point lead, 59-54, 30 seconds left. Sawyer Cathrell brings it up the court for Cass City. Against Matt Mychek, pulls up from NBA range, three, no good. Rebound, Jeffrey Wright of the Bearcats, and he's fouled. So he walks the length of the court. Foul goes against Cass City's 14. Parker Hare, that's his fifth. And final foul as a Cass City Redhawk, more than likely. The eighth team foul. We walk the length of the court. And Dominic Rosenthal, he thought about shooting the free throws, but says Jeffrey Wright.
I think it's supposed to be Jeffrey.
19.3 seconds left. Rosenthal's one rebound away from having 10.
He's had a whale of a ball game.
8 points, nine rebounds.
He's had a really good week, actually.
That's a great game right there. 59-54, Ubley by five. At the free throw line, shooting 1-1 is Ubley's Jeffrey Wright with 19.3 seconds left in regulation. Winner of this one goes on to play Bad Axe on Wednesday at 5:30. Wright's first free throw, no good. Rebound, Parker Hare. And we have a whistle.
What's going on, Jeffrey Wright?
And Jeffrey Wright tried to reach in, and actually he did reach in, and he drew the foul. That's his third and team seventh, so we walk the length of the court. Then Brad Hacker goes to the free throw line, shooting 1-1.
Happened to be the wrong place at the wrong time.
He went 1-for-2 from the free throw line earlier in the game. He has 6 points, Brad Hacker does, at the line, shooting 1-1. And it's no good. Rebound, though, Chase Winner. Sawyer Cathrell launches a three. This one's no good. Rebound still loose, and it is brought in by Jeffrey Wright. And we have a jump ball possession arrow, Cass City, with 6 seconds left. John, if this score stays the same, as we have a timeout called by Tyler Erla, and it's a full timeout on the WLEW Sports Network.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
This is Patty Reinhart from Thumb National Bank and Trust. At Thumb National, we support our local community school athletics. When it comes to playing a game, you need a good coach to guide you to victory. Let Thumb National Bank be your guide for personal service, professional excellence, and over 100 years of financial experience that any team needs to succeed. Stop into any one of our offices and let us show you the winning difference that Thumb National can make for you. We're Thumb National Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
When I can't find the words, I just go.
Six and a half seconds left in regulation. Cass City gets the ball, trailing by 5 points. And